This abortion issue in the States is dividing the country right in half. You know, and even amongst my friends, who are all highly intelligent, they're totally divided on the issue of abortion. Totally divided. Some of my friends think these pro-life people are just annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to have a consensus? I'm torn. I try and take the broad view and think of them as evil, annoying fucks. Yeah, but I'm a diplomat. And a weaver. I'm Earl Weaver. I'm McLeod. You know what bugs me about abortion, though, is people, even people who are pro-choice, waffling on the idea of abortion. You know what pro-choice people are like? We're not pro-abortion, we're pro-choice. We just don't believe the government has the right to tell us what we can or cannot do with our own bodies. We're not pro-abortion, we're pro-choice. Hey, just say it. Just fucking say it. People suck. There's too many of them, and they're easier to kill when they're fetuses and when they're grown up. Just say it. People suck. Sorry, the mask came off. There, I'll put it back on. See, America's all screwed up. And American Airlines, American planes, they don't allow smoking, right? But they allow children. Hey, let's be fair. I was on this flight from LA to New York. I'm asleep on the plane, right? All five seats were empty, cool. I lay down, go to sleep, and I feel this tapping on my head. And I look up, and there's this little kid loose on this fucking plane. He's just loose. This is his playground in the sky. And he's decided the funnest thing he could do is repetitively tap me on the top of the fucking head. The one person wants nothing to do with the fucking kid. Everyone out there, come here, little boy. Come here, little kitty. Oh, yeah, you're so cute. No, no. Right to me. I look across the aisle at his mom. She's just smiling, you know. This guy next to the mom goes, they're so cute when they're that small. Isn't that amazing? Just letting your kid run loose like that on a fucking plane. And the kid runs over to the emergency exit, and he starts flipping that handle to the door. The guy next to the mom starts to get up, and I go, wait a minute. We're about to learn an important lesson right here. Oh, you're right. The smaller he gets, the cuter he is. God, I wish I had a camera right now with a telescopic lens. Love to get the expression on his face when his pudgy little legs hit that farmhouse down there. Stewardess, since we got a breeze in here, can we smoke now? Fairly well circulated. True story. In these days and times, only the death of a child will amuse me. I saw a lady today, a kid on a leash. You seen these people? Kid on a leash? How horrible. Put him in the pound where he belongs. Oh, you don't mean that, Bill. That's why my girlfriend and I broke up. She wanted kids, and I, oh, well, she wanted kids. I had no idea her philosophy was that flawed. She goes, wouldn't it be nice to have a kid, to have this fresh, clean slate in which we could fill, and a little clean spirit, you know, innocent, and to fill it with good ideas. Yeah, yeah, how about this? If you're so fucking altruistic, why don't you leave the little clean spirit wherever it is right now? Okay? It's a horrible act, childbirth. It's a nightmare. I would never bring a kid to this fucking planet. I'm not usually doing shows at this hour. This is usually back when I'm in my room calling the States, going, I don't know if I can go on. I don't know if they like me or they're laughing at me. I can't tell. They seem nice enough, but they stare. And I can't understand a word they say, yet we're all speaking English. They all sound like little birds tweeting to me.